Football is back, and Bet Online is your number one information source for your sports wagering info with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL, college football at your fingertips with Bet Online's real-time updates on statistics, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoff and Super Bowl, BetOnline gives you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to get into the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Give me my theme music!
Okay. Hey, I'm trying to get crunk.
Tell them how we gonna go. Tell them what they don't know. Tell them why they better run.
Here we come to get you. Welcome to Prime Buffs, episode one. I can't tell you how excited I am. This is going to be a short show because this is the first show. I just got signed to do this show yesterday, and this is going to be the first show, and I'm super stoked about this. PrimeBuffs.com is going to be a thing. First thing on there is going to be this show. This is also Saturday. Rocky Mountain Showdown tonight at 8 up at Folsom in Boulder. And I got to tell you something. This used to be a great rivalry. Jay Norvell decided to say something. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But you know what? It's going to be interesting tonight to see how the Buffs come out. But first thing, a little bit about me. My name is Chris Braden. I am a Colorado boy, born and bred. Been here my whole life. Followed the Buffs since I was a little boy. Just loved the Buffaloes. I've done sports talk radio here in Colorado for quite some time. And the only team I have an emotional attachment to is my Colorado Buffaloes. Love the Broncos. Love the Nuggets. Love the Avs. Don't care so much for the Rockies. We didn't have baseball when I was a kid. So I'm a Dodger fan. Thank God. Anyway, it's just I'm so excited about Coach Prime being here in Colorado. And back in December, when they decided to hire Coach Prime, I believed from the get-go. And that's why I went and bought primebuffs.com. And my goal for that website is not just this podcast. I love Coach Prime. What I really want to do and what I've done in my radio career for a long time is I really want to support these young athletes. And now with the NIL deals and all that stuff, I mean, I think we really need to support these young men, and seeing what Coach Prime and the staff up at CU has done with these guys has been, it's been amazing. They love the coaches. They love Prime. And how could you not? That's a guy that you want in your corner. You would love to have him as your boss. You'd love to have him as a buddy. And everything that Prime has done in the past, he's been nothing but successful in. He's NFL, goes without saying. Baseball, NFL Network, all the coaching he's done with these young boys since they were kids, even took like 7 busloads of them to Canton when he was enshrined into the Hall of Fame back in 2011. So I'm super stoked that Coach Prime is going to be here. And now I'm not going to go out and say, yeah, I thought we were going to get off to this greatest start. I believed in the program. I believed in Coach Prime, but this is just the cherry on top. Going out there, beating TCU, going out there and putting one on Nebraska. Who doesn't love that? 3-0 in the last 3 against Nebraska. Thank you very much. And Matt Rhule, man, he had to walk that stuff back. And you know what? I don't have a problem with Matt Rhule. I hate Nebraska. I don't have a problem with Matt Rhule. But tonight, this used to be something fun back in the days where you would Bradley Van Pelt running around, you know, Jeremy Bloom returning punts for touchdowns. This was a great, great rivalry back in the past, but it hasn't been much for a while. The spread on this game tonight is crazy. It's sitting there at 23.5. The sports books have figured out the Buffs. We'll see what the spread is against Oregon. I am going up to Eugene. First time up there watching the Ducks with my son-in-law. We're going to go there and watch the Buffaloes put one on Oregon. It's going to be a fun, fun day for us. But back to this CSU game. It's just crazy that Coach Jay Norvell would go out there and say anything. This is what he had to say.
You know, we had to do a bunch of ESPN videos, and it was great. I loved it. But our kids came out of those videos really with a chip on their shoulder. They're tired of all that stuff. They really are tired of it. And I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk Hello. To grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught me. So, you know, they're not going to like us no matter what we say or do. It doesn't matter, okay? So let's go up there and play. And so that's just how I feel about it. Yeah. And so I don't mean to take over the show, but
it's your show.
I'm just tired.
Well, that has to come back to bite Jay Norvell right in the butt. National media, everybody was here. You know, we had Big Noon Kickoff game day. We had Stephen A. here the other day. Pat McAfee, even The Rock, made appearance. And they all thought it was kind of, it wasn't funny. It wasn't cute. And it was kind of disrespectful. And that's how Coach Prime took it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get ready. Trying to get out here and be the best coach I can be. And I look up and I read some more stuff than they are saying about us. Once again, why would you want to talk about us when we don't talk about nobody? All we do is go out here, work our butts off, and do our job on Saturday. But when they give us ammunition, they done messed around and made it what?
Made it personal.
It was going to be a good game. Messed around and made it
personal.
It was going to be a great test, a battle of Colorado, but they done messed around and made it
personal.
They went ahead and made that personal, and that's not going to be fun for the CSU Rams. And I've talked to a lot of my buddies that went up to CSU, and they weren't too excited about it either. I mean, those students at CSU probably didn't expect to win the game. They kind of want to, but they wanted to go up there for a good party. They're going to have to start early because it's an 8 o'clock game. They're going to have to be ready for what's coming for them because you know how Boulder is and Folsom Field is for a late night game like that. It's going to be crazy. I see the Buffaloes coming out on top big, covering that 23.5 points. I don't think that is going to be much. I think CSU is going out there with a backup quarterback. Wasn't supposed to start yet, but we'll see what happens tonight. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit more about what we're going to do with the Prime Buffs here. My big thing here is to just support the program. I'm a fan of the program. I'll be critical when I have to, but only critical of the games. But I'm a huge supporter of CU and everything that they do up there in the athletic department. And I think Rick George has just done an amazing job up there. So what we're going to do here is this is just the start. I know this is a short show. I can say it. Short show. But I'm going to go out and reach out to, we'll have interviews on here. I'll have some former Buffs and friends of the program that I know. And this is going to be a fun, fun year. I just wanted to get a quick podcast out there for everybody. But I'm going to leave you with this. The only way this could be done is if Joel Klatt does it. And listen to what Joel Klatt had to say about CSU today.
Way, I just want to give a quick shout out to Colorado State for being the backup school for everybody that got into Colorado. So you know what I'm saying, fellas. I think that we are ready to go, aren't we, Boulder?
There we go, Joel Klatt. Hey, CSU, thank you for being the backup school for all these young men. We need somewhere for them to go if they can't get into the school. You know, academic standards and all that kind of stuff. Tonight, see you, 8 o'clock. You got to be ready for it. I'm going to close with this every week. And to all my radio friends, yeah, I know that opening might get flagged. I had to use it anyway, and I'm doing it.